9 months. Last episode was January. The last day of January. And I keep telling myself many, many, many times. Oh man, I gotta do an episode today. Well, here it is, y'all. Y'all been asking me for it. Y'all been questioning me. Y'all been seeing what's going on. But at this time, I guess it's time. But you know who it is, Daniel again with God Is My Judge podcast. And yo, I mean, there's so much to catch up on, so much to fill in, but we're not gonna do it all in one episode, of course. We gotta break it down, right? And let's break down our instrumental for a second that I decided to choose today. And it's so funny because I'm sweating right now just even talking about this, even thinking about it. I'm so hot. It's 5 a.m. right now on a Saturday morning. No, I did not go out last night. No, I wasn't doing the most, right? I have been sleeping and all that good stuff, right? Everybody, we know how it is, right? We know how life can be. But when you're up at a certain time, you get up. And if you don't get up, God's gonna force you to get the fuck up. I'm just promise you that. Just give you that. But I put an oldie by 50 Cent called Many Men. I don't know. Just something about it. Something spoke to me today. I don't know. I have a whole list of songs that I wanted to put, you know, on my instrumentals just for the background for the episodes. And I have not been on track, as you can see, because it's been since January. So I don't know how many times I gotta tell myself, how many times other people gotta tell me, oh, your episode. And I'm gonna be real with you, sometimes I forget that I even did 130. Five episodes. Like, it don't even feel like I did that many. And on top of it, it feels like so long ago when I even started this. So it just makes me think, what could this have become? Or what can this be, right? If just continuing, no matter how many times you tell yourself, how many times other people tell you, how many wake-up calls you need, that opportunity will never pass you by if it keeps coming back. You'll know it's meant for you if it's there again and again. But just don't expect it to be there again and again. And I don't know. It just, you know, when you start something or you think of starting something, you know, it could be a new job, it could be a new task, it could be a new routine, a new hobby. You get all the jitters, you get all the yips, you get all the doubts, you get all the questions, you get, you know, all the unsettling things and thoughts that you weren't thinking of before. Unless you were going to proceed to do something, correct? So it makes me think, even right now. I guess the key word of today is many, right? How many chances are you going to get until you wake up? How many chances, how many thoughts, how many wake-up calls are we going to get until we listen? And I don't know about y'all, bro. I don't know. But what I've learned of me as a person and what I've been aware of, I'm just stubborn, bro. I am extremely stubborn. So if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself and ask yourself, am I stubborn? How many times it's gonna take me to get it, quote unquote, right? Right? Remember when we've had this conversation of being right, and it's not being right of being knowledgeable sometimes, not knowing the correct answer sometimes, right? That's not what's being right. Sometimes what's being right is doing the right thing, even when you don't like it. Doing the right thing, even though it's not what it feels like at the time, right? And that's where I guess I've connected that idea of being stubborn, the struggle of the pressure of going to do something new, right? And I swear I've had this conversation before. You know, it's hard to get started, you know, with anything. But yet, here I am, just like you guys are, listening day in and day out, episode in and episode out, right? And now that we've gotten that out of the way, I just want to say thank you guys for, you know, supporting me. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for appreciating. And, you know, those little voices, you know, day in and day out, right? I don't know how many times. But what made me get up this morning, or I guess last night, right? Because I woke up at 2:34 a.m. The night before, I woke up exactly at 4:44. Like, wake up scared type of shit. Just to look at the time. Just to look at the time. And I'm sorry, I don't know if that's not a wake up call for you, but it definitely was for me. And I've been told, and I've heard research that when you wake up in the middle of the night, no matter what time it is, you're actually supposed to stay up. I know it sounds crazy. You know how some people wake up to go to the bathroom, they wake up because they're thirsty, right? All of these things, right? I'm gonna be real with you. In my God knows how many years I've been thinking at this point, right? I don't recall myself waking up needing to go to the bathroom since I was a kid. So since my teenage years. So it's been over 15, you know, 10, 20 years, right? Let's just say. And I'm just thinking, that doesn't happen anymore. So to me, it's a sign that if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm supposed to be up at that time, regardless of fucking how tired I am, no matter how many hours I've already gotten of sleep. It could be 3, dude. Sometimes it is 4 to 5 hours of sleep. What if I'm getting more than 5 hours of sleep? Like, let's just say the other day I got 10 hours of sleep, almost like 12 hours of sleep. It was crazy. And people will tell me, oh yeah, it's your body just catching up to you, and you know, you already don't sleep, so, you know, your brain isn't always the best because you can't retain, you know, X, Y, and Z, right? I'm not disagreeing with statistics and science and research. I am not disagreeing with them. Unfortunately, with certain people, they don't fit in certain cases. They might not equal out to the same, you know, results that everybody else may, you know, be pertaining to. So let's just say that we are in the 5th percentile of people that aren't in that research and, you know, qualify for that particular study. And let's just say right now, because we're up, right? I don't know about y'all, but I don't really remember my dreams as much as people. And there's people, you know, that'll say, you know, I had the craziest dream, I had the weirdest dream, I had nightmares, you know, stuff like that, right? But I don't remember my dreams. So when I'm telling you that, you know, I'm in this deep state of mind, that nothing, no one, not even my mother knocking on the door, you know, doesn't matter who, what, I don't get up. I don't hear outside noise. You know what I mean? And sometimes I think it's a good thing. Other times I think it's a bad thing, you know, when I'm missing out on certain things, or when I'm sleeping and I wake up and all of a sudden I have all these notifications, I've got all these missed calls, and it's just like, if I never slept, that's just how I feel sometimes, right? But what if I was supposed to sleep? What if you are, things are supposed to happen when they're supposed to happen, right? No matter how many times we believe and we think that, you know, we are on the right track with our plans, and how many times we think that things are supposed to go our way or a certain way, and they don't, right? And we're over here questioning life, questioning the world, questioning the universe, you know, all in the negative way. When in reality, if we just look at it the opposite way, that we weren't meant to be there. Maybe we weren't supposed to be there. Maybe God, you know, blocked us from many, many things, let's just say, right? That we couldn't see, or that we weren't supposed to see, or we weren't supposed to come across, right? And I guess now that I'm thinking about it, you know, we cross paths with things and people and certain situations at the time when we least expect it. And I've just been really, really been on the times, the things that happen on times that when we least expect it, and how much greater the feeling of it feels when we least expect it versus when we're expecting it and it still doesn't go according to plan. Half the time we don't appreciate it. I had to take a second and appreciate it, you know? And as much as it's hard to even say, hard to even think about, to grasp, there are so many things to be appreciative for and about and to. It's just what, right? What part of it? And in our lives, you know, we go through levels. We go through, you know, situations. One will be either similar to a previous one or one that we never even thought of. And are we supposed to be there? Are we supposed to think that we're going through this for a reason? If you've answered no, I feel like you still haven't learned, which I feel like yet I will say yes, and I still haven't learned. So I guess it's really in how you take it, how you look at it, how you grasp it, how you embrace it, how you appreciate it, how you don't appreciate it. You know, it's all a learning curve and all a learning process, but I guess the real question is, how many times is it going to take, right? How many times are we going to miss the beautiful flowers that are growing in front of us and around us and take one versus wondering when they're going to grow, how they're going to grow, how we're going to water it, how many times we need to take to water it, And that's taking away from the process itself and taking away of the beauty in the life that we actually are living. And I didn't expect this episode to go this way and the elegance of it, but I'm just smiling to think that I guess it's the way to start the ball and to start getting started, right? You know, like, I don't even know, like, oh man, I find it funny because as this year has been going on, I can't help but smile. I can't help but to be thankful. This year, 2025, I mean, I can't stress it enough. So with that said, I'm gonna keep this one short. I'll make an episode or make another episode right after this and kind of go in depth of what's gonna be happening next. What is there to look forward to, and I guess why. So thank you guys. Thank you from everyone around the world. Don't matter where you're from, what you're listening on, what you're listening to, but give it an extra listening ear. Give it another chance. Give it some time. Because you never know what message you were missing, what pieces were getting put together. Just appreciative. Wish upon all. And all a good night. And a good morning. Appreciate y'all. In Jesus' name, I always pray for the mind, body, and soul.